sustain it himself.
Is that the Idaho hand itself?
Yeah.
It looks like Idaho.
Is Dacia down there cleaning furniture?
Yes, different one. Up to May now.
I wish we had bottles.
Tonight?
I know, I always forget my water.
I know, I'm like dying. I don't know where they are.
I think, I know Candace had one before, the little ones.
Congratulations. Thank you. Even in line.
Two.
She figures it out.
Well, she saw me, she was like.
Wait, you're in the.
We're playing musical chairs tonight.
Musical chairs these days.
Angela says she's a few minutes late, running a few minutes late. Yeah, they're doing an experiment apparently, moving people around.
I like it.
And so they might continue to move people around as we go.
Yeah, I think it's good.
Yeah.
Good schools and sessions.
Hello.
Weekend is only, because that's one of the things. The tour right was the key. School, maybe we just.
Yeah.
School's out.
Bring that up. Are we going to discuss that at work? Write it down, don't forget, and then let's talk about.
Because I was having a discussion with a few people. There's never any kids there, that's one of the reasons it's public safety. Touting this, it's like, the schools, and that's not.
Yeah, it's not an issue, so yeah, I like that. Let's write it down so you can bring it up. Write it down.
Do I got time to go check my mailbox here?
Probably not.
2 minutes, no.
It's 50 through 7, so 3 minutes.
I will get it.
Well, maybe, I mean, you're not in high heels.
I can scamper. All those chicken wings. Here it was a.
Did you worry the department?
Reading about school, like, can I have a tornado tomorrow? We're going to have a tornado.
Today?
Yeah. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Okay.
There. Days are here.
I wrote it down for the workshop.
Okay.
So if you're not here, you forget, then I'll try to remember to bring it up.
And the workshop is next. Yeah, next, so the first, thank you. Yeah, that would be great, because yes, I will.
Got your email.
Let me go, I'm on the first.
Right. No, you've been doing research.
Find it on the table.
No.
Table is not safe.
Yeah. Oh, there she is.
Is it still on?
Is Angela here today?
She's going to be a couple minutes.
Yeah.
We've got to put in a facilities meeting.
I've got one in for the.
Going over to the. Isn't there an open house for our town hall for workshop tonight? That's right, I think it was at 6. Not sick anymore, so.
What was my computer last week?
Okay, got it.
We good to go? All right, let's bring the city council meeting for March 25th, 2025 to order. I do want to inform the public of our disclaimer stating that the city of Bonny Lake uses machine-assisted live closed captioning. As such, we are unable to guarantee the accuracy, reliability, or performance of this service, nor the limitations provided by this service. Let's please rise for Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Madam Clerk, would you call the roll, please?
Mayor Carter.
Here.
Deputy Mayor Swatman.
Present.
Councilmember Baldwin. Councilmember Davis.
Present.
Councilmember Fullerton.
Here.
Councilmember Hubler.
Here.
Councilmember McClymans.
Here.
And Councilmember Rock.
Here.
Thank you. All right, Councilmember Baldwin, I think, is running a couple minutes late. Should be here shortly. We were all saddened for the news. Former Mayor Neil Johnson passed away on Friday. For that, I've asked former Councilmember Watson and former Councilmember Evans to come and say a couple of words, as they were a couple of the last council members, former council members, to work with him. And I thought it would be important for them to be here. So we'll start with Councilmember Watson, or former Councilmember Watson, sorry. And then after Councilmember Evans, he'll lead us into a moment of silence. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council, for inviting me tonight. For over 20 years, Neil Johnson has been a friend, a mentor, and a steady presence in Bonnie Lake. His dedication to our community was unwavering. His leadership left a lasting impact on many of us. Neil has led with integrity, kindness, and genuine commitment to making Bonnie Lake a better place. He guided me in ways I will always be grateful for, offering wisdom, encouragement, and friendship along the way. His absence will be felt deeply, but his legacy will live on countlessly in the lives of people he's touched. My thoughts are with his families, loved ones, during this difficult time. Rest in peace, my friend.
Thank you. Good evening. Before we pause for a moment of silence, I want to take a moment to honor the life of former Mayor Neil Johnson. I had the privilege, along with most of you here, to work alongside Neil, and I can tell you he was more than a mayor. He was a kind soul, a joyful spirit, and a fierce advocate for the people of Bonnie Lake. Neil brought laughter into every room and heart into every decision. His passion for everything local, his deep love for this city, and his unwavering commitment to community were constants we could all count on. But Neil's truest legacy isn't found in buildings or policies. It's in the love he poured into his family, his wife Mary Ann, his daughters Rindy and Jaden, and his grandchildren that were the center of his world. Tonight we remember a man who led with heart and lived with purpose. Please join me now in a moment of silence as we honor the memory of Neil Johnson. Thank you, Mr. Mayor and Council.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Okay, moving on with our meeting. There are no agenda modifications. We now have a presentation from Bonnie Lake High School. I will now hand the floor over to Jalen and Jeremy.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hi guys, I'm Jeremy Estep. I'm the ASB treasurer at Bonnie Lake High School.
And I'm Jalen McTiriff. I'm the president of the ASB in Bonnie Lake High School. So we're kind of here to kind of connect with the community more. And I believe some of you guys were at the community summit just a couple of weeks ago. And we thought it'd be a good idea to attend some of the city council workshops. So this is why we're here today, kind of informing you guys about some of our events in our high school that's coming up in Bonnie Lake High School, because I believe that there's a lot of events that's kind of, you know, coming on in our high school. So I feel like it'd be a great way to kind of engage with the community a little bit. So that's what we're here to do. So first time we're doing this, hopefully if there's more that we want to change. But all right, let's go straight to it.
Yeah, okay, great. So our spring sports are in full swing. Many of our sports are attending invitationals, meets, games, and more. Track and field is taking senior pictures today. I just got back from that. It was super fun. And we're making them like super personalized posters that go up at senior night. It should be super fun. And then we have a meet this Thursday. And then our freshmen and sophomores have a meet this Saturday.
Our girls tennis team has a...
No, you go.
Oh, our girls tennis team has a game today at South Kitsap, and they will have won several matches and are excited for the upcoming season.
Our dance and drill team is having their state competition, and they're leaving on Thursday, and they're coming back Saturday. They're performing their Ghostbusters dance, which they performed at our assembly this last Friday, and it was super good, so we're wishing them the best of luck.
Other teams, such as softball, baseball, boys golf, and girls lacrosse, have away games as well today, so let's hope that our teams do really well. So that's the sports kind of things. There's a lot of sports that's going on because spring season just started, but we also have a lot of clubs and stuff with those clubs. So going on with clubs, we have the Tabletop Game Club at our school, which is hosting its annual chess club tournament, or chess tournament. And it's really fun. Last year was a hit, so we hope it'll be a hit again this year too.
For Key Club, my personal favorite club, we have a fundraiser going on right now. It's called We Can End Cancer. So we're doing a fundraiser to raise money, and we are donating it to a local charity. And then also, we're preparing to go to our district convention this weekend. We're leaving on Friday right after school, and we're going to go, and we're going to work with a lot of people in our, it's called the P&W District, District 30. And so we're working with a whole bunch of different schools all around, and we're connecting our key clubs and learning off of each other, and hopefully we can get some good ideas.
One of our other clubs, which is like a medical club called HOSA, they're holding a fundraiser, which they're selling different kinds of first aid kits, all different types. There's a deluxe first aid kit, a normal first aid kit, a first aid kit for your car, and a first aid kit for your dogs and cats, your pets. So I think that's a really cool fundraiser that they're kind of holding.
This is something really cool. Our math club, so it was just Pi Day recently on March 14th, and our math club, they did a competition at our lunch, and so they were like, who can name the most delicious pie? And then this kid named like over 50 or something, and then he was given a pie, so that was super cool.
And then we have the speech and debate club, which just started, so we're hoping that they will get started up next year too, and they're getting more and more members. So those are just some of our clubs. Now moving on to other kind of materials, which I personally find exciting.
Our CIC is continuing to host a bunch of field trips for our students to go visit different trade schools, different universities around, so PLU. UW-Tacoma is just coming up, I think it's this week. And so a lot of us, especially as seniors, are super excited for these opportunities.
And then moving on to our drama club. So if you guys have free time this weekend, our drama club is hosting a play at our school. It's on Thursday through Sunday. On Thursday, it's on 7 o'clock, and then on Friday, it's also at 7 o'clock p.m. Saturday, it's at 7 and also 2 o'clock p.m., and then on Sunday, it's on 2 o'clock p.m. The play is The Wizard of Oz. So if you guys have free time, then you guys can definitely go there. And I think that's all that we have for our news, keeping it short, making sure we're staying in the 5-minute mark. Thank you. Is there any questions that you guys might have for our school?
Please, Councilmember Fullerton.
Yeah, so my question is did you happen to bring any brochures or flyers for your fundraisers that are going on? Or is there a chance that we could maybe get an email with that information? I'm kind of interested.
We can definitely
in those,
get you
medical kits. And also, dates would be great when you're making announcements of the sports and the different things that we could attend personally. It would be great to have dates and times. So, like for some of the games that are, especially if they're local, that we could attend. But I'm interested in the drama club too with The Wizard of Oz. Thank you.
Thank you for the feedback.
Thank you. Thank you. I guess this is our first time. We'll definitely share more of our materials like later on. But oh, yeah.
Councilmember Baldwin.
You did such a good job.
Yes.
Good job. It's thank really you. Hard to stand up there and talk to us. Marnola Lodias here. So you did a really good job. Thank you for the update. Thank you.
Yeah, I hope I said that. I mean, I'm really interested in the things that you were saying. So that's why I was wanting to get more information about those. So, yeah, and especially those medical kits and maybe even the, well, who else had the fundraiser, the cancer, we can cure cancer or whatever it was.
Club.
Yeah, so I'm the Key Club. Yeah, so I'd like to, I'm trying to take notes. So,
yeah
you guys did an excellent
email
job.
Email the information to you.
Thank you.
We don't have, I don't have brochures on me.
Okay.
All right, I came straight from practice.
That's okay. No, that's great. But like, I could get an email if somebody could. Oh, she's got my card there. So, thank you so much.
Come to the track meet this Thursday.
Okay, thank you.
Watch me pole vault.
Where's that at?
It's at Bunny Lake. Bunny Lake at,
it's a track, it's a field and track day.
Track and field meet at the Bunny Lake Stadium.
Perfect.
Councilmember Davis.
Do you guys have any update on how did Bunny Lake do in the robotics competition?
Oh, yes.
So our robotics team, I went, it was super cool. It was under the sea themed. It was crazy. These kids are geniuses. And so they qualified for, I think it was districts. So they're moving up, and I have no doubt they're going to Worlds this year, so I have full faith in them.
Yeah, I will say I did go for probably about an hour or so, and it was a pretty amazing event. Like, I'd never been to one before, and if anybody gets a chance in the future, it's definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, they qualified for districts, so we'll see how they go on in the future.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you
guys so much. Councilmember McClymans, you got something?
Yeah, Senator Fortunato is locked out of the senior center right now.
Oh.
They can't solve that. You guys are good.
We'll handle it.
Before we go, we kind of also want to learn about the other community events that you guys are like holding on. So if like you can, we can know where to find that information too, so we can share with our school. That'd be great. But I think we're just speaking. So yeah. That's about it. Thank you for listening to us.
Thank you. At the community summit, we actually talked about that and having some kind of a community calendar and where it could be hosted, either with the city on a website or in an app somewhere, whatnot. That's something we're actually looking at right now. So it came out of that great conversation. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
And appreciate you coming in and giving us update. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, seeing there's no public hearing, we'll go on to citizen comments. This is your time to address the council and city business. For those attending virtually, please click the raise hand icon at the top of your screen if you would like to address the council. Anyone with the raised hand icon or who called in your mics and cameras will be enabled. You will need to turn on your video microphones on your end if you are wanting to be seen or heard. We will start with those who are here in person and move to virtual comments afterwards. You have 5 minutes. When the timer goes off, that is your signal that the 5 minutes is up. State your name and, if you would like, your address for the record, please. Anyone?
Hi, my name is Steve McCoy. I live at 16911 42nd Street, Court East. About 4 or 5 years ago, I began to do a deep dive into trying to understand our government, how it works. It's been a fascinating journey. And what I wanted to say first to you, Mr. Mayor, and your council members, very much appreciate your service and your sacrifice. It's very honorable what you do. Not easy, and I suspect very few times do you hear that. Part of this journey, I was here several months ago and talked about the Growth Management Act, which I find to be very confusing. And what I found in that Growth Management Act study is that much of the objectives in that Growth Management Act are established by agencies outside of our city. They come from federal agencies, and those objectives are sent down, and they're sent down to regional governments, and then they're forced into the cities or counties. And those have to be adapted. Not only do they set the objectives, but they also penalize you if you don't adhere to them in the way that they find satisfactory. And what's interesting to me, because we're guaranteed a Republican form of government by our federal government. And Article 1, Section 1 says all power is derived from the citizens. And so to me, I perceive a conflict where, as a citizen, I don't have much say in what's being sent down to me from non-government, unelected agencies or government bureaucracies. And so to me, there's a conflict in that as we try to maintain the integrity and character of our city and of our lifestyle here when we have outside agencies that are forcing policies on us. Some of the policies have to do with the density of housing, which led me to another study on homelessness, because I'm offended at what's happening to the homeless, not just in Tacoma in our state, but in other states, because I think we're demeaning, belittling, and dehumanizing these people as we allow them in their addiction and mental illness to die on our streets. I find that unacceptable. And so the other thing I found in my study is it seems that the more money that a city spends or a county spends on homelessness, the homelessness rises in proportion to that amount of money. So that obviously isn't working. I could only find maybe one city where they had a reduction in homelessness. And so to me, part of the problem that faces us, and I say us because I think if I go back to the Constitution that says all power is inherited from the people, well, I'm a person. And so how do we honor people and how do we find a solution to this where people are dignified and allowed, we help them move out of the homeless situation rather than condemn them to that situation. And so I think those are some very interesting challenges ahead. I've written a couple of papers on them. They're going through a process right now. I'm happy to share those. The next steps I'll be taking is trying to work on what are the potential policies, because I think there are things that we must do in order to protect our way of life here, the integrity and what we enjoy as citizens. And I think part of the challenge is to elevate other people and their dignity and our humanity instead of abandoning them to their addiction and leaving them on the streets to die. I just find that unacceptable, whether it's a veteran or whatever. And so for me, I wanted to share that with you tonight, that I'm doing research. I'm doing a fair amount of study. It's not what I thought about when I was going to retire, but I have gone down this rabbit hole so far. I've hung lights and laid carpet. And so I'll continue to come back, and I'm happy to share my work with any or all of you. I'm happy to sit down and have a conversation, but those are some of the things I see as challenges, and I see those exponentially increasing over the next few years. So thank you for your time. Thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else?
Thank you, County Councilman Dave Morrell. And how can I follow Mr. McCoy?
Right.
I mean, we've had several discussions about all kinds of subject matter. I've always appreciated his input, his insight, and his wisdom. So I think this council would be wise to see what Mr. McCoy comes up with. But to the students at Bonnie Lake High School, good job. Way to go. And I agree with Mr. McCoy, you know, especially now that we have gone through a comp plan process. I've always thought it is ironic that a non-elected group called the Puget Sound Regional Council dictates to us a lot of our policy. And then we have to deal with the Department of Ecology and critical areas and fish and wildlife, and the list goes on and on and on. And I, you know, appreciate Jason, his work on that, trying to figure out everything from UGA expansions to retractions, all the minutia within these documents. Always, you know, under the guiding eye of a great city manager, and I'm glad you're still here. So there's a lot of complexities in these things called governance. And hopefully as we continue to move forward, I know that a lot of people, and I agree, we just went to a economic forecast down at the Puyallup Sumner Chamber, and a lot of interesting things going on right now, but I think a lot of us have been through these kind of storms before, and sure, there's a lot of chaos going on, but eventually things will settle out and we'll find our pathway forward. As Americans, we always do, and it's just a matter of, there again, following good governance and doing the will of the people. And so I have a great honor of doing that at the Pierce County Council, and I appreciate this council for what you do for my biggest city in District 1. And so thank you. Always nice to come in and check in on you guys. So thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember Morrell. It's good to see you. Anyone else for the good of the order? You're not coming to talk, Chief? Okay. All right. We'll now start those that are virtual. You have 5 minutes. State your name and, if you would like, your address for the record, please. Are we good? No? You check? Okay. All right, the city will now disable all video and microphones for those attending virtually. We have no correspondence. Oh, yeah, okay. Next is committee reports. I thought you were raising your hand for a second.
Now my fingers are just moving around.
Okay. We'll go to finance committee, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The finance committee did not meet.
Okay. We'll go to community development committee, please.
Okay. Community development committee met on March 18th at 5 p.m. upstairs on the second floor conference room. We discussed AB 25-18, ordinance D 25-18, resolution R 25-18, the Cedar Cove plat alteration and zoning reclassification, and Lauren Beliski, the development service manager, gave us a discussion on that talking points. That is on tonight's consent agenda. It was just rezoning a particular plot of land that was originally designed to put a community on, and the community and the owner of the property decided that they did not want to build five homes on that. They just wanted to put one single family home on that property, and all of the neighbors agreed. They signed a petition. They filled out the paperwork to be reclassified to a zone 5, and so that was the discussion that is on tonight's consent agenda. And then we also discussed the code enforcement penalties and prioritizations with Jason Sullivan, the public services director, and we had a very robust conversation at the workshop last week on those, and we will continue to have discussions on that. We approved our minutes and we adjourned.
Public Safety Committee, please.
The Public Safety Committee did not meet today. However, we do meet the second Tuesday of every month up on the, I believe it's the second floor. Open to the public, you're certainly welcome to join. 3:45, excuse me. Mayor, I did have a question, though. I wanted some updates on a couple of things that have to do with public safety, okay. And I'm not sure how to bring that up in a meeting where it's not on the agenda.
Would that be a workshop?
I have specific questions.
Guidance on that?
How about other reports?
Other reports? Okay. Thank you for your report. Now we're to other reports. Councilmember Baldwin.
As you guys know, I have been pretty concerned about the release of Timothy R. Pauley into our community. So I wanted to see if there was any kind of updates on that, or unless you guys...
I have a great update for you.
Wonderful. Okay. I'm sure I will. Should we start with that, and then I have my second question?
Yeah, I have an answer for that one.
Oh, thank you.
So today, Governor Ferguson canceled the parole.
Oh, my gosh.
For Mr. Timothy Pauley. I think a big thank you to the governor is in order. And also a thank you to Representative Penner and Representative Stokesbury, who also wrote letters. They told me this morning, I was talking to Penner, and they had hand-delivered them to the governor. The governor has met with the victims and whatnot, and I think made the right decision. And
sorry.
Yeah. No, it's great. And I know you probably haven't had a chance to see any news or anything, so.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, yeah. A huge thank you to the governor and to everybody
answer
who
to prayer.
Wrote in letters and whatnot for that. It was amazing.
That, excuse me, thank you. And I want to thank you as well for all of the effort that you put into writing the letter and getting it out into the community and listening to the victims, and really appreciate this council very much for wanting to protect our citizens. So thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, my other, I can't even see my notations here on my computer.
Maybe we should have done the other one first.
Oh, yeah. I think the next thing is I wanted an update on the retail theft ordinances that we had asked Jennifer Robertson about, and wanted to see if there was any more updates on how that's looking.
That I don't know, but we can go to Ms. Robertson and see if she has anything for us here.
maybe.
Somebody stepped away.
Okay, sorry, I'm trying to get on the phone with you. I'm sorry, Councilmember, I did not hear the question.
Oh, I'll repeat the question. I'm so sorry. Just wanted to see if there was an update on the retail theft ordinance that we were talking about putting into play, if there was any kind of headway on that.
No, it is on my to-do list, and we're working.
So no update.
Okay. Okay, that's all my questions. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. On the list. Councilmember Hubler.
I have three different ones, so bear with me. Sorry, guys. Okay, so we had our Southsound 911 board meeting this last week. A few updates there. Pierce County radio system upgrades are being worked on right now. They're going to be moving to a Juniper routers, which will be installed to replace the Motorola routers and switches. Southsound 911 is hiring, so you know anybody that wants to get into dispatching. How many people know about 988?
Is that the before you dig?
Nope. Oh. That is, so they're going to be working on some campaigns to try and get 988 out more. 988 is crisis counselors. It's for crisis calls. So if somebody's in crisis, they can call 911 or they can call 988, whether they're, you know, thinking about committing suicide or something's happening, they can call in and they can get help. So that is actually run by the Volunteers of America, Western Washington Division. So they're trying to get some more information out there to the general public so people know more about that. Pierce County has a new emergency management director. She has 20 years with the Washington State Patrol. She's also served on the State Board for Emergency Management. And then our executive director for Pierce County 911, or Southsound 911, excuse me, has retired, and the board is now looking for a replacement. The interim is the legal counsel. He's done an amazing job so far, but so they'll be putting a search out for that. Next, I'm also on the Ed Spec committee for the Bonnie Lake High School expansion project. Councilmember McClymans was on the committee to do the bond, right?
No, it was the facilities planning committee.
Okay. So we've had all our initial meetings the last couple of months. Our next one's not till April 22nd. That's where they will bring back all the design ideas that we've given them. We've talked about fields, intersections. So I'm sure they'll be working with Mr. Sullivan soon on getting the roundabout intersection designed. There will be about 10 to 12 new classrooms added into the high school with the expansion. A whole new administrative offices, so the whole front of the building will be redone so that people know where the front of the school is rather than always questioning where does the entrance at. So we've talked a lot about the configurations, what kind of classrooms need to be added in, you know, lighting, all that kind of stuff. Today we talked a lot about turfs, fields, so our new baseball field gets an overhaul. There'll be new lights added in. We talked about signage, how to direct people to where we're going at Bonnie Lake High School campus. Fast pitch team will get a new field. We'll have additional just multi-purpose turf fields as well. Bleacher overhaul at this football stadium, which is our dream, is to have an actual like stadium area where everybody can sit. And then, Mr. Sullivan, I have a question for you, or maybe Mr. Votepich. One of the questions that was asked today was, do we know who paid or put the signs on the property that the school does not own that talk about, like, where the schools and the transportation and all that stuff are, that they're considered off-site signs? Do we know anything about that? Because they're wanting to figure out how to get more of that kind of stuff out there.
Is that the blue ones?
I think so, yeah.
Those were been put up by the city as wayfinding. So the same thing that we did with, like, senior center signs. But, yeah, the blue ones that say school this way.
Yes.
Yeah, if they're blue with white, just plain block writing,
okay,
that would be wayfinding signs that the city installed.
It. Okay. And then Tahale Middle School is hopefully will be open fall of 2027, and the potential intersection update could be summer of 2027, and hopefully the school expansion will begin fall of 2026 and be complete by fall of 2028. So, and as a parent, thank you to everybody that voted yes on the bond, as it will be hugely needed at that at the high school. And then last, our Bonnie Lake High School project management team and myself are planning a massive community event at Bonnie Lake High School on May 17th. We want to invite everybody out to this. We have Touch a Truck, which is being sponsored and hosted by our own Bonnie Lake City. Jason has been amazing at working with Mr. Wolf at the high school to get that all set up. We have a car show, a spring bazaar. We'll have about 140 vendors at the bazaar. We have a touch truck. We have three live bands that are all local. We have a kid zone with a dunk tank, balance houses, face painting, food trucks. Our culinary, our amazing culinary team, will be making chicken teriyaki bowls as a fundraiser to help pay for their nationals competition. And then robotics is going to try and get some of the robots out to the event. I don't know if you guys have ever seen their actual robot, but this thing is standing and looks like partially human. It's a little creepy at times. We have our daffodil princesses, including our very own Bonnie Lake High School daffodil princess, coming out. And then 100% of the proceeds are going to our Bonnie Lake High School ASB General Fund. So if you can come, we would be so excited.
What time is the event?
It is from, so it's May 17th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And I will be asking if any city council members want to come out to do a, you know, a booth and hang out and get to meet some more of the citizens within our community, so.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other reports? Councilmember Fullerton.
Hard to follow that.
Yeah.
I did attend the PCRC meeting. On Thursday, we discussed the small cities and the issues that they were having with like lack of funds and not having their own police departments. So we're very fortunate here that we have our own police. And then we just went through other committee reports and adjourned the meeting. It was a very quick meeting this week.
Thank you. I don't see any other reports. All right, next we have the consent agenda. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Great. All right, we have a full council issue. Madam Clerk.
This is item A, which is resolution R25-21. The council motion would be to authorize the police department to direct $40,000 currently budgeted for Allen York Park private security to a City of Bonnie Lake Park ambassador program.
With that, we need a motion, right?
Yep.
So moved. Second.
Second. Perfect. All right. Discussion. Mr. Sullivan or Ms. Chief, did you want to talk about that? Okay.
Good evening, Council. Thank you, Mayor. After every Allen York Park season, we look to do an after-action report of what went well, what can we do better, where were inefficiencies. So Public Services Director Sullivan and I, we probably spend more time talking about Allen York Park than actually anything else in the city. And we're looking at where can we save the city some money, or where can we use that money and give better customer service. So last year we spent $40,000 to hire a private security company that was there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and on some other hot days. We had to pay them a certain hourly rate. We had them pay an overtime rate. And it was very expensive, to the tune of $40,000. Director Sullivan and I think by developing what we call a Park Ambassador Program and taking that money that's currently within the police department budget, we're not asking for additional funds, just to redirect that to public services, that we can develop a program that's going to give us more coverage and give us more of what the city is looking for. This is not an enforcement-based person. We don't need private security to sit there and count how many park goers we have and to work the boat parking and other things. With this ambassador program, we can have seasonal workers that will wear polo shirts. It'll say Park Ambassador, City of Bonnie Lake logo. They won't have pepper spray. They won't have radios. They won't have anything like that. If there is an enforcement issue, that will still be handled by the police department, who will still be on there, be there, using our existing budget. But these ambassadors can take over those roles of watching crowd control, filling up, deciding when it's full, but also helping people. This is where the bathrooms are. This is how you use the parked pay kiosks. This is the information booth or kiosks. And they can just tell them about the city. They can tell them about our other parks. And they'll really work with us week in, week out. I'm going to let Director Sullivan talk about the staffing model. But essentially, we think that the city is going to get more service. It's going to be the type of service that we're looking for. It's going to be customer-based, and it's going to give us the same level of park security, because the police will still be doing this. They'll just be the first line. If there is an issue, just be very clear, they're just going to call us directly. Jason, you want to talk about staffing?
Yeah, so with $40,000 a year, or $40,000 for the summer season, we would be able to hire 4 to 5 park ambassadors that we will be able to provide coverage 7 days a week at all of our parks. So on the hot, busy days, they'll be at Allen York Park, because that is the most busy crown jewel of the city to handle, as Chief noted, counting people going onto the beach area, making sure the boat launch stays up, making sure people who are parking in the boat launch pass area know it's for, you know, with the season pass only. But in the down times, they'll be able to help with the kiosk. It was one of the complaints we've gotten, is we don't keep the information in there updated. There are 3 separate kiosks at Allen York Park. We'll be able to update information in there, but we'll also be able to update information at Midtown, or the Barn Lake Sports Complex, which is basically trails, but also at Ken Simmons Park, Cedar View Park. They'll be able to help with picnic shelter rentals to free up time for our maintenance staff to do maintenance. So, and also be able to direct, hey, where do I go to get lunch if I'm at the park? Well, here's a map over to Midtown Park, right? So be able to provide another level of service within our current operating budget, and still be able to provide the things that we needed to provide that we provided last year, but at a much better customer service level. Help with, I have a question with Park Mobile. Where do I pay for Park Mobile? What if I, you know, all those questions that the security guards were not able to answer, we'll have people that are trained to be able to answer those questions and be able, basically be customer service agents for the city throughout the park system for the summer.
So I just want to say, great job. Thank you for doing that. Really appreciate all the work you guys put into last year, getting the park essentially safe for families again and everything, and to continue to look at after action deal to make it more efficient and how we can be, you know, better customer service essentially for our citizens as well. So thank you for continuing to work on that. And Councilmember Davis.
Yeah, I just wanted to second that point, that I think that I think people should be aware when people work to solve problems, and this wasn't necessarily a problem, but you found a way to better service the public and also use our money efficiently. I know when this came through public safety, this was something that we easily could have put onto a consent agenda, but we decided that this needed to go into full council so people could hear about this this program, because I just think it's an excellent idea and an excellent use of our funds.
Councilmember Rock.
What's the reason for staffing them 7 days a week when our parks typically are only busy on the weekends and all the parks rather than just Allen York Park?
I can answer that.
Well, kind of the reason is once we hire the seasonals, we don't know what day of the week it's going to get hot. You could have a Wednesday that is 100 degrees and you're going to need people on staff. And so we have to have a staffing model that works for the 7 days a week that we will have the park open. Last year, when we would have a hot day, we would have to call the security guards in and pay them overtime, and it was, what, $66 an hour. So this is a much cheaper solution to make sure we have coverage. But we know that, as you said, not every day they're needed at Allen York Park, so they'll be picking up and helping with other job duties at the other parks to make all of our parks more welcoming while still providing the essential services at Allen York Park for the same cost that we had 2 security guards counting a gate and manning one door. So it's an expansion of the customer service we're providing to the citizens at the same price.
Deputy Mayor Swatman.
Yeah, I would echo the mayor's comments and thank you to staff for, you know, looking at solutions and being always out there to find new ways to service the public better with the public funds. I'm kind of wondering about the actual need to actually do the resolution at all is what I was like, because
And Sherry can probably tell me why we have to do this, because these are both general fund entities. So it's great and proper to inform the council, get the council's input on all that type of stuff. But, you know, does it mean the council can't prevent this from being done, right? This is under the mayor's authority to do this. The person that's performing mayor's duties as executive should be able to do this kind of activity without requiring council's consent, basically, right? Or is what am I missing there?
Right, Chief.
Yeah, Deputy Mayor, the reason we did bring it forward is this money was specifically budgeted for security before, and since we were changing it away from security, this ambassador program, we want to be really transparent.
Oh, yeah.
And tell you we were doing it.
Yeah, I agree on the memo of that kind of
thing.
Thanks, Chief. Just wondering. But it's the, again, my specific question is the mayor has the authority to do this without the council.
I believe so.
Sherry had a...
Yeah. Sherry, did you want to answer that?
Yeah, I can chime in here. Initially, I think, gosh, what was it, John? Like 3 or 4 years ago, it was a decision card to bring in Pierce County Security.
Yeah.
And so since it was a decision card, we wanted to give the council the option to, you know, buy into this new program. You're correct. It is all general fund, and I can move the money around. But obviously, that would be really bad form on our part.
Yeah, we always appreciate a forum and a council. That's very important to have the councils on that. I just want, you know, my point, of course, being is that the mayor does these things all day long, and it has the authority to do that and should have the authority. So if the mayor's, you know, moving line items around, that's within their authority to do that. That's, you know, the public shouldn't be looking at that saying, well, the mayor couldn't do that. You know, the mayor has that authority. That's why we elect a mayor, as chief executive, to do those things. So, and thank you again for informing the council and keeping us in the loop. We really appreciate that. Yeah,
I appreciate that. That's, I think we just want to be as transparent as we can with the people's money, essentially.
Yep, exactly.
Councilor Baldwin.
I guess, are you just proposing for, I guess, decorum, is they should have just put it as an update?
I would think
instead
so.
Of a,
you know, they should have made a memorandum
or
something just to make
sure
in my mind, you know, but that's just me, you know, because I'm a strong believer in an elected mayor
that
is a chief executive and has the ability, as we've seen that at
other
levels.
Agree.
You know,
yeah.
We don't want the public to be thinking that the council has to nitpick the mayor's actions, right?
Yeah.
You know, we elect a mayor, and we expect the mayor to perform his duties.
Sure. Councilor Baldwin.
Yeah, you know, I've always had a problem with the security guard situation, and so I really appreciate you guys changing the money, funneling it to something a lot better. I echo everybody's comments up here, and, you know, we've obviously gone back and forth with what to do with Alan York, and so super appreciate you two very much. Thank you.
Councilor Fullerton.
I feel like it's going to be a lot more friendly and hopefully a lot more fun for people, because they're not going there going, oh, the police are here. Oh, no, what are we going to do? You know, mind your P's and Q's. So I think I like the idea of having ambassadors, and that way they're there for answering questions and, you know, guiding people, not counting people, not, you know, but yet there for security as well, so that if something does happen, the police can show up. I appreciate the update. Thank you.
Councilor Baldwin.
I just want to make sure that I clarify that we will have park ambassadors there, but we're also going to have police presence, because we do want people to mind their P's and Q's. We don't want them drinking at the park and getting wasted and throwing trash around and getting in fights. So I want to make sure that people also understand that the reason why there's safety there now is because there is a presence there as well. We just wanted to add, you know, I guess another aspect of customer service, so people can ask questions to somebody who knows the answers, unlike the clicking situation. Yeah.
Another layer.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where McClyman's.
Yeah, so thank you for the good work and the critical thinking. I'm looking forward to a positive after-action report in October. Just to be clear, the park ambassador's responsibility will be to restrict attendance once the park is full, or is that a police?
Correct. So they will still be doing the running the counter, at the beachfront access and then saying when it's full. But if there's an issue, if someone wanted to force their way in, then it's going to be very clear, let them in, call the police, and we'll come remove that person. Because we just don't want that uniformed, what looks like a law enforcement presence there. We want the park to be very, very welcoming. So they're going to still run the clicker. They are going to say when the park is full, not pull and control ingress and egress to the park. They're going to take care of the seasonal boat pass and then also the boat launch. Those will be the three primary areas of responsibility. That's what they're replacing Pierce County Security for doing. But unlike Pierce County Security, they won't have pepper spray. They won't have badges. They won't have any of that kind of stuff. And we will still have law enforcement there. So really, that's your first wave, right? It's a very soft look. It's a very friendly look. And then if it needs to have an enforcement presence, they'll have direct access on phone numbers because they're city employees and they're not rotating. They'll call the on-duty sergeant or the on-duty officers if we don't have someone already there, and we'll take care of the enforcement.
Thank you. So I'd like to follow that up with, we really appreciate with law enforcement's presence at the park. Appreciate that, because I know that's probably right there with like passing out parking tickets as far as your duties concerned. So thank you for doing that.
Okay. All those in favor of resolution R25-21, say aye.
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 Those opposed? All right. There's no executive or closed session. Seeing no more business, we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
So did you get Mr. Fortunato?